The town hall meeting on medical marijuana and economic opportunities was very well attended in Rio Dell on Thursday, December 10th. Councilmember Deborah Garnes had organized the meeting with a number of local experts in related fields that were able to present information and answer questions from the crowd. The panel included Joey Luez from the State Board of Equalization, Robert Christensen from Senator Mike McGuire's office, former Humboldt County District Attorney Paul Gallegos, Luke Bruner from the California Cannabis Association, Liesl Finkler of the Humboldt Cannabis Association, John Ford from Ford Insurance, and 2nd District Supervisor Estelle Fennell. The panel members each introduced themselves and provided their perspective on the issues and opportunities surrounding medical marijuana. This was a particularly timely meeting as the state has recently approved the first set of regulations covering medical marijuana since it was first made legal 19 years ago. Councilmember Garnes summarized the legislation and the opportunity for local control.
On September 11, Governor Brown signed into law the Medical Marijuana and Safety, the Regulation and Safety Act. It governs everything from cultivation to transportation and all the letters in between. The law gives unprecedented authority to local jurisdictions to decide how medical marijuana will exist in each of our cities.
The city has chosen in the past to ban medical marijuana dispensaries. There are, however, other businesses related to medical marijuana that might be allowed within the city. Luke Bruner describes some of the choices that face Rio Dell.
What's in keeping with our community values? What's in keeping with Rio Dell's vision, the character of the community? I mean, there's bunches of things that could be done. You know, I don't know if Rio Dell is going to have a thriving over-the-counter dispensary market. Liesl can talk more about those things. Population in Rio Dell isn't huge. I think there's three places here that sell alcohol besides the restaurants and the bars. So there's not a huge concentration of alcohol licenses. You know, some folks may want to do cultivation. That's the very start of the process in Rio Dell. Well, I don't know if there's ag lands here, so maybe we're going to have to look at a zoning map. Maybe there's indoor cultivation or other things in certain sources of space. Then there's all these intermediate steps that occur between the cultivation of this product and its retail sale. And then maybe Rio Dell engages in some capacity there. You know, this is a city that is in the heart of the largest cannabis cultivation region on planet Earth.
Questions and comments from the public included concerns over increased access to marijuana by children, how the recently passed county registration process works in conjunction with the new state regulations, and the practical problems experienced by many in the industry, currently such as banking and transportation. The panel offered a diverse outlook on the many issues being discussed. Another topic of discussion involved the recently approved county registry process, which is intended to allow local marijuana businesses the ability to demonstrate that they were in good standing with the county as of January 1, 2016, in order to be considered for a priority status with state licensing. The informative meeting and panel discussion is available at theriodelltimes.com. The next council meeting of the Rio Dell City Council will be Tuesday, December 15th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.